It's sort of a
one grand subject, which who can ever talk about it? But I'm struck, as many times, by the vastness of the mercy of God. And I would like to share some things about the mercy of God. I know in doing that that all of you know and have experienced the mercy of God. But tonight, even maybe almost as a devotional, I'd like for us to begin just looking at the wonderful vastness, richness, and fullness of the mercy of God. So would you look in just three scriptures here where we can get a little focus on it. We'll start in Psalm 103. Psalm 103. We'll begin in verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding
Jesus, man. Okay.
Somebody, Approach. the meat of the seat of
Miss,
Exploding out with mercy here and there. And so as long as that happens, there's some kind of resilience and bounce back in this very mercy, in the midst of our very weakness. And of course, this is where mercy's sister Grace helps out too. As Paul often says, you know, it was when I was weak that I was strong, and it's His grace that's sufficient, you see, but it's also His mercy. In the early days, Paul started wrote his letters, he'd always had grace and peace to you. In his latter letters, he always wrote mercy and peace. And what's the difference? Did he meet another girl? No. You see, they're cousins. Grace and mercy. And we live on that life support system by the mercy of God, and we find this strange resilience. As an example, for Paul himself, there in 1 Timothy chapter 1, we have this wonderful statement of his. It just shows the resilience of mercy that overcomes our sin. Listen, we deserve such punishment for our sins that it should cripple us. And when you think of the Apostle Paul, you really see somebody who deserved to get the boot of God crushing him. Because after all, he persecuted Christians. And he was a fanatic. And he was a sinner of sinners, a chief of sinners. But in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13, although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. God showed him mercy because he was a foolish man and didn't know what he was doing. He was in a pit of foolishness. He had no idea what he was doing, so God had mercy on him and then gave him grace. And listen, instead of Paul being all the time sitting around in the muck of his past life, oh, I helped kill Stephen, I can never forgive myself. God's abounding mercy released him, delivered him from these regrets, and enabled him to take the grace of God with such abundant force that he said, I have been an apostle by grace, more diligent than the rest. Yet not I, but the grace of God in me. Surely it was mercy that he received that washed away his great regret over what he'd done to the Christians and enabled him to serve the Lord. You see, well, how did Paul serve the Lord? Well, I say by the mercy of God. He didn't deserve to. If you kill some Christians, you basically lose your qualification. But by the mercy of God, he says, okay, now you're on life support, Paul. You better follow me. Which Paul did in an amazing way. So he finds himself abounding in these ways even over sin. Well, how about in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1, we see Paul again giving testimony to the mercy of God in all its vastness. Since we have this ministry as we have received. Speak, you know, and people say nice job and all of the kinds of lies and stuff, you know. But the novelty of it was a wonderful thing. But you know, Paul says, you know how I'm going on in ministry now? By the mercy of God. That's the only reason I don't faint. What does he mean by that? He means, I know that I've blown it and made mistakes. I could sit around and tell stories of the mistakes I made. It could paralyze me the rest of my life. I got to thinking about it, but by the mercies of God, I keep going. And I've gone and served in some places, Paul says, and I saw great fruit and great results, and now it's all kind of going backwards. Even like with the Corinthians, things are really quite in doubt as to just what the future of this church is going to be. And I put so much time and sweat into it. It's so disappointing and disheartening. And I just faint and lose heart. But you know, his mercies are renewed every morning. So I say, okay, Lord, I'll go on serving. Maybe I won't bear much fruit, or the fruit I bear seems short-lived, or I don't know what's going on exactly, but I'm not going to faint. You know why? Because your mercy keeps pumping that stuff into me. And so by the mercy of God, through disappointments, through enemy attacks, through what Paul went through, none of us will ever go through. The beatings and the tortures and the opposition of his own people, the Jews, and all sorts of things working on him. And yet he gets up in the morning and he says, they are new every morning. And something says, okay, let's go. Total failure yesterday? Okay. Here's the mercies renewed today. Let's fail today. Here we go. the Lord keeps us in His service. You know what? You know, so many ministers have the Monday quits. You know, it's a very common thing. There's a lot of ministers who quit on Monday. And I'm the only one. be merciful unto us. We testify to our escapes in the past by your great deliverances from the pitfalls of sin. But now find ourselves surrounded, bound in, circumstances again working and paying us the wages, and seemingly no way out. Oh Lord, we look up. We remember your tender mercies in the past. And we pray that every brother here, that you will come mercifully as their faithful high priest, one who is able to be touched with the feeling of our infirmity, that you'll come and remember that we're but dust. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. This is not some doctrinal position. It's something we need. O Lord, we want to be those who live and stand in grace, strong in grace through faith. But Lord, would you pull us out of the pit of our own making and set us free? Oh Lord, we want to live in the good of our salvation, but how can we down here in the pit where we hear the echo of our own sins bouncing off the wall? Reach down and deliver us. We are helpless and we need your help. Oh mighty, merciful God, we see tonight the vastness of your mercy and its resilience. We even believe that you can pull us up out of the horrible pit. Oh, do deliver us. And may it be that every one of us as brethren could sing of the tender mercies of the Lord. These things are too deep. They touch the heart. You're so tender to us. We don't deserve it. But we receive thy mercy through the hand of our Lord Jesus Christ, the great mediator and intercessor for us. Even now we pray that you will show yourself to every brother here as that great high priest bidding us to come. As the great high priest who said, I've been praying for you. Oh, give us the grace of God to respond to the mercy and just call out and cry out to help us, God. Help us. Help me, Lord. Help me. And let you do the rest. Grant that we could live and say, by the mercy of God, the Lord has become my portion. He's my daily sustenance, my life support system, and I owe it all to him. O Lord, we extol thy mercies, and we praise thy holy name. In the name of the Lord Jesus we pray. Amen.